Welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad that you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that defined the freedom of speech in schools, Tinker versus Des Moines. This case deals with symbolic speech. So first, what exactly is that, and how is it protected? Symbolic speech encompasses nonverbal communication, such as flag burning, draft card burning, and in this case, wearing an armband. Traditionally, this type of speech is protected under the First Amendment, unless it poses a significant threat to a person, people, or the government. In this case, Tinker versus Des Moines, such symbolic speech was protected. But why? Let's find out. After learning of student plans to wear armbands throughout the holiday season and fast from December 16th to New Year's Eve in support of a truce in the Vietnam War, the principals of the Des Moines Independent Community School District met to enact a school policy that would mandate any student wearing an armband to take it off when asked. If refused, they could face suspension. On December 16th, Mary Beth Tinker and Christopher Eckhart wore their armbands to school and were sent home. The same happened to John Tinker the next day. The students, through their parents, sued the school district for violating the students' right of expression and sought a court to halt the school from the discipline. The district court upheld the school's actions, as they upheld discipline, and the Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit affirmed. The decision was 7-2 in support of Tinker. Writing the majority opinion, Justice Abe Fortas held that the wearing of armbands was, quote, pure speech and entirely separate from the actions of those participating in it. The court also ruled that the students did not lose their First Amendment rights when stepping onto school grounds, and that the school had to prove the conduct would substantially interfere with school proceedings to be able to enact the restriction. In this case, the court felt the school did fear, but it was only fear of possible disruption and not actual. Justice Hugo L. Black wrote a dissenting opinion in which he argued that the First Amendment did not provide the right to express any opinion at any time. Because the appearance of the armbands distracted students from their work, they detracted from the ability of the school officials to perform their duties. So, the school district was well within its rights to discipline the students. In his separate dissent, Justice John Harlan argued that school officials should be afforded wide authority to maintain order unless their actions can be proven to stem from a motivation other than a legitimate school interest. The Tinker precedent is important because it protected and established the freedom of speech in schools. By deciding this, that a student's speech cannot be censored unless it disrupts the educational process, the court set a precedent that has still survived today and been cited in more current student free speech cases. Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad that you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that defined the freedom of speech in schools, Tinker versus Des Moines. This case deals with symbolic speech. So first, what exactly is that, and how is it protected?